We're scheduled for 11:30 for code book amendments. Mr. Sterrett, you want to come on up?
Yep. You guys all have copies of that? Because I brought some extras. If you don't.
I have, let me look. I have one.
I'll pull my own too. You can hand me a copy if you don't mind.
You need one?
Yep, it's the same.
The Planning Commission went through and worked on the special use nightly rental code, and they came up with these revisions, and they have voted on this draft of the revisions. I can go through each page or answer questions, however you want me to go through it. Whichever way you feel like is the best way to get it looked at.
Might as well just go down like in the email you sent, the 4.7.1, the changes.
Right. Let me just start. If everybody's got this code revision public hearing that we had, because the other one's just what the draft would look like without the remove.
Right.
If we go to Appendix E, which is this page right here, that's in the procedures part for all special use permits. The only change in it is we added item G, which is a paid Taney County property tax receipt. They would be bringing that in with their application.
And this isn't a change. Could you just explain to me, number C, sketch plan, exactly what that is?
Sketch plan is just an overview. All we have are setbacks. So most of the time we use a beacon, and it shows where the building or the house or whatever it is that they're wanting to come through with sets on the property, because we don't have building codes, so we don't have any kind of interior sketch plans. But a sketch plan is for the setbacks. Like if they were going to build a new home, our sketch plans just show a layout of where that's going to set on the property.
So we'll have a sketch plan like you put up on Beacon.
Sure. Well, usually we use Beacon if it's an existing home for the sketch plan.
Okay.
Okay. Then 4.7.1, which is occupancy. Of course, the maximum occupancy, the shall was removed with a may entered. And then the whichever is lesser is removed. So it would read, the maximum occupancy may be further limited based upon the capacity of the wastewater treatment system serving the nightly rental, off-street parking requirements, and local fire district occupancy limits. So that gives the Planning Commission the ability to reduce the occupancy if they feel the need.
To reduce but not increase.
No, I mean, there's a set amount that you can have. You couldn't increase. No questions. 4.7.2, which is the parking. The remove part is all nightly rentals shall provide clearly marked and appropriately situated parking spaces for the handicapped. One such space in each parking area. No more vehicles shall be parked on the property than there are designated off-street parking spaces. That was removed. Added in is the nightly rental occupant vehicles are to be parked on the resident's property or in an overflow parking area if available and not on a roadside. And no other part of that one was changed.
Is there any I'm just trying to think, is there any areas in the county that the roadside is the parking?
No, Randy can address that. We talked about that in the planning meeting the other night. He has some roads that I think are, but I wasn't even aware of that.
We have a lot of subdivisions in the county that people routinely park on a roadway, and we put in no parking this side of the street. It's okay. A safety issue. But basically, a road was never designed for on-street parking.
But as this reads, that would not be included in this for parking. Then we jump down to 4.7.6, which was a fire district compliance, which was removed. It read, a compliance letter shall be submitted from the local fire district with an application for a nightly rental special use permit ensuring adequate fire suppression and the provision of occupancy limits. And then 4.7.7, fire district inspection. It was removed. Each nightly rental dwelling unit shall be inspected annually by the fire district unless waived by the local fire district in order to determine whether it meets the adequate safety requirements of the applicable building codes. Prior to the issuance of a certificate of conformance, the owner shall make all necessary alterations to the dwelling unit as required by the fire district official pursuant to the applicable building codes. Those two basically were replaced by the new 4.7.6, which is your certificate of compliance, is how it's labeled. And it reads, a certificate of compliance, CFC, must be issued for each nightly rental special use permit certifying that the structure or its use is in compliance with all applicable Taney County Development Guidance Code provisions, including but not limited to compliance with the local Taney County Fire District, which takes care of the fire district ones that were just prior, and all other planning commission requirements of the recorded decision of record. Before issuing a CFC for each nightly rental special use permit, all requirements in the decision of record must be completed. If the permit is required due to a notice of violation of no special use permit in place, or to bring a current nightly rental into compliance voluntarily, the applicant has 120 days from the date of the approval to have the CFC in place, or the continued nightly rental shall cease until the CFC is issued. If the special use permit is for a new nightly rental, the CFC must be issued before any nightly rental can begin. And I know there's been some conversation about this one with Mrs. Wyatt and myself, so
I think if I'm already renting, I do not have a CFC
right to
rent. I think 4 months is too long to continue on renting without coming in compliance.
You think it should be a shorter time period or just completely removed and just be somewhat as if they had not ever nightly rented?
Well, I understand. Now, if they've never had to rent, you cannot rent at all until they get the CFC, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. But I know some were saying in the beginning that, when I say some were saying, we spoke on this in
right.
the beginning, that if they were working towards getting their CFC, you were working with them to come forward. And have we been longer than 4 months on that already?
Well, yeah, we originally had no timeline. Mm-hmm. In there, and it was brought up how long, and I had to think about it and had to look, and we really, it was just at our discretion. So between the planning commission and our office, we came up with 120 days, which matches the CFC timeline, but that sure is open for discussion.
So if somebody's currently doing, and they're only on the up and up, and they're currently doing a nightly rental.
Well, the only part about that, go ahead. They don't have the permit, so they're doing it, and they've either come in voluntarily, realized, I didn't know I needed a permit.
Okay.
Or I send out a notice of violation letter from a complaint, and they immediately call and say, hey, I didn't realize, here, we need to get the permit.
Start going through the process.
Yeah. And then they get approved.
How long, if they do have to put some new infrastructure or something in, like fire suppression or whatever the requirements
right.
are, how long does that generally take?
It's been taken, I think, 6 to 8 weeks on the fire suppression okay. just by the time they get the bids and work through it.
And then I don't know about the 120 days, if that's too long or not, but I would – we don't want to make them have to turn away bookings that they might have if they're coming forward and doing it properly. Problem is, right. is the ones that don't do it properly.
Correct.
Because we have a lot of those out there that they were actually denied and they're still doing it.
Correct.
But then that's where the sheriff and the and you and the prosecutor goes after him and needs to make more of a...
Right.
This is September. It's been so much discussion and in the newspapers and everything. I'm hard-pressed to imagine anyone that's doing nightly rental. I don't think they're responding until Scott gets a report and sends them, hey, you need to do
this. And makes them do something?
Yeah. They're doing it anyway until it's brought... Am I correct on that? Do you send them a letter or something? They've been reported and you need to come in compliance?
Right.
And so then...
So they're just waiting to get caught?
The other part of this to be made aware of is if you're approved through the Planning Commission for nightly rental and it gets appealed, somebody has 90 days to appeal that. So in 89 days, somebody could come into our office and appeal a Planning Commission decision, which that means... that if you feel like yours is controversial and will be appealed, you would hold off on your fire suppression until you knew that you were not going to be appealed. So you theoretically could put your fire suppression in, go through the appeal process against yours, and potentially lose your approval, but thus have already put your fire suppression in. So if you put the compliance in below, that's the 120 days kind of matches that, is my thought.
Is the fire, what does that consist of, fire? Do they have to have that as far?
No, this is, no, our only stipulation is they're in compliance with the
yeah.
local fire district that they're under, whether it's central or western.
And the fire department may or may not require that.
Correct. If they did require it, then they could potentially put in their fire suppression if it was required and then be appealed and then potentially lose the appeal, which then there'd be a reappeal. But if they could, I mean, there's a potential that they could put it in if they were pressured under less than 90
days. When you say fire
days.
Suppression, are you talking about sprinkler systems? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Okay.
Or a form of. I've been told there's other ways to do it without actually putting in a sprinkler system, but I don't know.
Western
all we get
that on the existing ones now, are they?
You'd have to get with Western Taney Fire. There's a date. If they've rented before a date, Western Taney looks at them different than if they've rented after a certain date. And our compliance is that we get a compliance from them. Our decision of record says they have. And what we get is a faxed copy of their final. And whatever it is that they have to do, they require it. And then once we get his final, then that satisfies the requirement on the CFC.
If I'm a brand new one coming in wanting to deny the rental, I cannot rent or I cannot do anything until I have a compliance letter to CFC.
Correct.
I don't think it should be any longer than 90 days at least, and I don't know what you gentlemen even if.
I honestly don't have an opinion one way or the other. I mean, I can see both sides of it, so I don't. Like you said, if they can appeal it at 89 days and you have to have something done by 120, that keeps the person from not having to. But.
Yeah, that one.
I don't want people sitting there hanging out there not taking care of business.
Right, and that's kind of what was happening.
With the knowledge, you know, what gives them... What